Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now third and goal. Huntley checks it short. Jonnu Smith through the five and into the end zone for the touchdown. He picked through all kinds of traffic and found six at the end.
Talk some Steelers here. Jonnu Smith coming up a little bit yesterday. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. It's a Friday, getting you ready for the weekend. Does it feel like a Friday? No, right? Because of Memorial Day? Does it feel like a Thursday?
I think it doesn't feel like a Friday because the weather just hasn't been the best. And I, you know, this time of year, weekends, like, let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting a little better, but it's going to be cool this weekend. And then finally, Joe, I think we're dry and warm.
Listen, for what we've had, and I know I'm not the one to talk because I was in Fort Lauderdale for a week, but the last couple of days have been tough. 65 and sunny, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that and run, which I believe is what we got for most of today. Yeah. To the Western Hotline, Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off today. Christopher Carter, Locked On Steelers, joins us now on the Western Hotline. Thanks, Christopher, for jumping on. Hope you're having a good start to your weekend or in the next couple hours.
I'm doing all right. Still got a few more things to knock out before I get to my weekend, but it's looking good to start.
Well, thanks for taking some time out for us today. There's a lot of stuff I feel like to get to on the Steelers. It kind of feels like I know this is mostly true here, other than figuring out a James Cook contract, if that even is to happen, that most teams, like, the offseason is kind of over. But I don't know, for you, does it feel like the Steelers offseason still has a long way to go with the trade stuff, and there's a little bit of TJ Watt drama, the Rodgers wait, like, maybe their offseason still has a long way to go?
I mean, there are several things that they want to knock out. Like, you know, they want to see Aaron Rodgers come in. I personally, I've said this on Locked On Steelers. I've said this on for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I think there's some handshaking agreement between the Steelers organization and Aaron Rodgers. They know what date he's going to come in. They're not going to say it publicly. He's not going to say it publicly, but it's going to happen. I think it's just they're just not publicizing it. They're going to get through OTAs, and he might show up for mini camp. Mike Tomlin said, look, the biggest thing that we're worried about is training camp, so that'll be that situation. The T.J. Watt situation, I just talked to, you know, fellow edge rusher Alex Highsmith, his partner, and just yesterday, and he was telling me, like, we're very confident that he's going to sign. I don't think that that's as big of a deal as it made out to be. Now, the big thing is that the Steelers are very active in exploring the trade market of what it could take to get another playmaker in their offense, because they traded away George Pickens partially because I think they thought he didn't really fit the long-term plan, just because they weren't able to get him to be the kind of player they want in their locker room. And that's why they went and got DK Metcalf, and now they're looking for another talent there. And so they might get a tight end like Jonnu Smith, who has serious ties to Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator. They've made calls about Chris Olave with the Saints. And I'm pretty sure they've made several calls with other players that they see, you know, on a contract that's winding down with their team, and the other team might not want to pay them. And they're like, hey, let's explore what would it take to bring that guy in. But I think the big thing is that whatever move the Steelers are making for this year, their priority right now is making sure that they have the ammunition to trade up in next year's draft to go get one of the quarterbacks that they see in the draft next year. They really like that class a lot better than this year's class of quarterbacks, and they want to be ready to take one of those guys, and that's why they have 12 draft picks set up for them going into next season.
Well, I know Cam Hayward may say that about T.J. Watt. What does the organization feel about that? I mean, he's, what, 31? And you see the contracts being handed out to some of these premier pass rushers, Chris. Like, how does that look from a Steelers side? Is it just like, oh, yeah, we'll give him what he wants? I mean, where do you see this going?
I think that they give him the contract that he wants. I mean, look, here's the thing that people need to understand. $40 million, like how Myles Garrett got from the Browns, is not $40 million like it used to be. You know, about 5 years ago, $40 million would have been, you know, I think like 18 or 20% of your salary cap. That's a lot. But $40 million right now is not even 15% of your salary cap. It's very much the rate that you were paying edge rushers even 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett got their last super contracts. But in fact, when T.J. Watt got his last contract and it averaged about like $28 million a year back in 2021, that was a larger chunk of the salary cap back then than the $40 million a year is now, because of how quickly salary cap has risen in the NFL because of that extra 17th game that they play. So for the Steelers, they're like, look, T.J. Watt's a Steeler lifer. They're willing to pay him. Yeah, he's 31, but he's still an all-pro player. He's still a guy that's a game wrecker, and they want to keep that guy around. You know, a lot of people said, hey, why would they pay Cam Hayward last year? Cam Hayward was 35 going into last season. He's 36 this year. They signed him, and I told people last year, they're going to extend Cam Hayward. They're like, why would you do that? He's 35 years old. Then he's first-team all-pro defensive tackle. They believe in these guys because they've shown time and time again they're that caliber of player. They're going to keep believing in T.J. Watt. I believe by the time training camp rolls around, they'll have a deal in place. This will be a forgotten thing, and we'll all be talking about something else.
Yeah. Watt, last year, by the way, so he didn't have, he went the final four games without a sack or whatever. And, you know, it's funny, I'm going to call this a down year, but that's by T.J. Watt standards. I mean, 11 and a half sacks is more sacks than I think any Bills had with Sean McDermott as the head coach. But was last year just being a little bit of a decline more because of health than anything?
No, not even health. He did have like a peg injury, but I think the biggest thing was they realized that teams had committed even more to stop T.J. Watt than before. Like, they'd always double-teamed and chipped him, but it was to the point where teams were committing three blockers to him at a time, and they were playing, like, their entire offenses were schemed around, hey, we're going to use the option to kind of try to limit what he can do in the run game, and we're also going to use quick passes specifically so that we can't give him 3 or 4 seconds to get to our quarterback. And that did a good job of limiting T.J. Watt. But one thing the Steelers did a little bit last year that I talked to Alex Highsmith about yesterday that they're planning to do a lot more of this year is flipping the size of T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith. For the several years they've been together, they have been on the same size. T.J. Watt lines up over the right tackle. Alex Highsmith lines up over the left tackle. And that was just how they worked. And they had their chemistry. And it was fine. T.J. Watt was, you know, tying Michael Strahan's sack record. But over time, teams have gotten used to it, and it makes it kind of easy. Okay, that's, you know, on this side, this is where we're going to play in all our mix. This is where we're playing all of our chips, our doubles, our plans to slow T.J. Watt down. But there were like two or three games last year where they experimented just a little bit with moving T.J. Watt, even just like 4 or 5 times in the game. And in those games, that little switching around just 4 or 5 times confused offensive lines. And they were like, wait, he's not on the right side. What are we doing? And so that's something that Alex Highsmith told me yesterday, that they absolutely are planning to be a bigger part of the defense this year, is moving them around, making it harder to predict where T.J. Watt is, because when you do that, then teams are in a more of a guessing game, and it's going to free him up for more opportunities. And T.J. Watt said he was open to doing that when we talked to him at the end of last season. So I think that's the bigger reason why he kind of finished a little bit slower, because also the Steelers were going up against really, really, really good teams in those last four games. They had a stretch of 11 days. In 11 days, they played the Ravens on the road, the Eagles on the road, and the Chiefs on Christmas Day on a Wednesday after being on the road back-to-back weeks against playing Super Bowl favorites. And that was kind of where that wear and tear really happened down the end of the season, too. And those are teams also that were building lead against them because they all had, you know, either Super Bowl, you know, offenses or MVP caliber quarterbacks. And they were getting up so that they didn't have to stand back in the pocket and hold the ball and take deep shots. So I think a lot of that was very circumstantial. And I think when TJ Watt gets, you know, 15, 16, 18 sacks this year, everyone's going to be like, oh, okay, that yeah, he's still that guy.
Chris, I apologize. I know you said Alex Highsmith earlier, and I said Cam Hayward. I know Alex Highsmith's who you talked to. When you say that they are eyeing next year's quarterback class, that's great, and they have all these draft picks, and you know we saw the Bills kind of move around the board. But draft picks can only get you so far. Like, if they're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers and they expect to have a better season, you also could be picking a little bit lower, right? So how does all that mesh? Is it just, hey, like, would they want to get as high as possible? You're not going to get the top quarterback, you know, necessarily unless you have – teams aren't going to drop down into the 20s necessarily who are picking up at the top, if that makes sense. So how do you navigate that if they want to bring Aaron Rodgers and be as good as they can and make the playoffs but still eye next year's quarterback class?
I mean, you can still trade up into the top 10. It's not unforeseeable. I mean, I tell people all the time, like, you know where the Chiefs finished the year before they drafted Patrick Mahomes? They were the second seed in the AFC. Like, they hosted a playoff game and got a bye week that year. It was just a matter of, they were willing to trade a first, a second, and a third, and I think they traded an extra first for the next year to move up. And I think the Steelers are really, really open to that if they see the guy that they want in this quarterback draft class. I told people all throughout this draft class, everyone was saying, oh, Shador Sanders. I kept telling people, Shador is a smokescreen. They do not want him. You will see that on draft day. And not only did they not pick him in the first round, they didn't pick him in the third round, fourth round, or fifth round. So, I looked at that. That was pretty obvious from the things that I had heard inside the organization. But now, from what I have heard, they do like this quarterback draft class. Now, I don't think they're going to try to trade up and get the first overall pick, but I think they look at it as, look, there are at least five, maybe six guys that could be available in this draft class that they think could be first-round quarterbacks. I really like, personally, Lenore Sellers. I don't know who they prefer right now of this draft class, but like Garrett Nussmeier out of LSU, you know, a lot of people point to Drew Aller. He's not my favorite, but I think there's going to be an assortment of quarterbacks. And when there's an assortment of quarterbacks, kind of like when they got Ben Roethlisberger, you know, there was Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning, somebody's going to have to fall because not all the quarterbacks are going to get taken right away. There's going to be edge rushers. There's going to be, you know, wide receivers. There's going to be really talented corners. There's going to be talented players at different positions that get picked. And so eventually I think what they're going to do is they're going to win however many games they win this year. Maybe they'll go 10-7 again. Maybe they'll win a playoff game. You know, maybe they'll do that and they'll be picking like 23rd. They'll be willing to move up 13, 14, 15 spots to get inside the top 10 to get maybe that third quarterback that everyone's looking at. Because remember, the first quarterback is very rarely the best quarterback of the draft class, right? Like, you know, Ryan Leaf got taken, you know, in Peyton Manning. And like, I think there's times where, where people get mixed up about that. The Steelers, they have their guy. They have their plan. I don't think it will be that hard for them to move on. And in fact, I think that what they're planning on is because they have 12 draft picks, they have a first, a second, three thirds, two fourths, two fifths. They're going to be willing to move on that first, that second, and maybe even two of those thirds, and then maybe even throw in an extra pick from 2026 I guess 2027 would be the pick because we're talking about the 2026 draft now. Mm-hmm. But they'd be able to throw a next year pick into that, and that would be part of their package to move up. And then with all the extra picks that they've assembled, they could still make all those trades up to get the quarterback and then still have a class behind that quarterback with maybe one third-round pick, two fourth-round picks, two fifth-round picks to say, hey, not only did we go get the quarterback we want for the future, but we assembled an entire class to keep up our youth movement that we got going on right now.
And then
they're also hosting the draft, by the way, next year.
Also
hosting the draft.
Yeah.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trust me. I know. I've told all my friends. I was like, set up your house to be an Airbnb and get the heck out of Dodge, because it's going to be – Pittsburgh is a – we are a small, big city or a big, small city. We are not a metropolis, and it is going to get packed in here really quickly.
Yeah. I'm sure they would love that moment, too, if they get a quarterback in front of their fans in Pittsburgh next year with picks. If they do sign Rodgers, and I think there's – obviously, as you said earlier, like, that's the expectation. How likely – is it that they could not only make the playoffs, but like you threw in there, like win a playoff game is something they haven't done in almost a decade. Like, how good would Rodgers have to be for what's around them, the coaching staff being what it is? I guess how much of a lift would that be for Rodgers to take that team to do something they haven't done in a while?
I don't think Rodgers has to be a leader or anything like that. I just think he has to be solid. You know, last year, the Steelers' offense went from being ranked like 28th. They were regularly in the bottom five of the NFL during the years of Matt Canada. They jumped up to 16th in scoring last year. And I think that was a solid jump. It wasn't a great jump or anything, but it was a solid jump to say, like, okay, they're taking steps in the right direction. But a big part of what they were hoping would happen last year was the offensive line would come to fruition. That didn't happen because Troy Faltama, their first-round pick, he got injured early. Broderick Jones suffered an arm injury that kind of made him slow down his production. Then James Daniels, who was their best offensive lineman last season, got hurt and missed the entire season. So they had two key starters miss out early. They're hoping this offensive line that they've invested a lot into is going to be a difference maker this time around to get the run game going. They're very confident in that group doing that, and I think that's where you're going to see a different kind of Steelers offense, is the run game's actually going to be effective, and not by volume. Like last year, they finished 11th in total yards, but they finished 25th in yards per attempt because they were just a team that ran the ball a lot. Now they want to run the ball a lot and efficiently. And when you do that, now Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be asked to throw, you know, 40 times a game. You're asking, hey, Aaron, throw around 30 times a game, maybe 25 times a game. We'll have, you know, keyed up spots where you'll make big throws to certain guys, and that'll be the offense that I think that they want to move forward with this season. And if they do that, I do think they can be a team that they won't win the division. The AFC North is too tough. I think Baltimore is still a Super Bowl favorite, in my opinion. But I could see them finishing second again and getting into the playoffs. And if they can get a favorable matchup, like let's say they face the Texans in the first round of the playoffs, I think that's a team they could beat. Now, going on the road to play the Chiefs, to play the Bills, to play the Ravens, those are all tough orders when you don't have, you know, the quarterback that's the super difference maker, right? But I think against these other teams that are still finding their own way right now, I think the Steelers absolutely could contend with one of them in the playoffs.
All right, so what if it doesn't happen with Rodgers? And we can sit here and I don't disagree with you. I think that it's probably going to happen at the end of the day, but there's a scenario where it doesn't. Aaron Rodgers says, hey, I don't want to play, I'm retiring, whatever. What does that look like for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Sure. I mean, he's Aaron Rodgers. He can be very unpredictable. So there's always that chance. I think one thing, the Steelers, they're a lot more confident in Mason Rudolph being a pinch quarterback than other people are. And they say this because, you know, I was just on 93.7 The Fan here in Pittsburgh. I think Mason Rudolph has had one of the more interesting careers, when you talk about a guy that came in as a backup to a franchise guy like Ben Roethlisberger, when he finally got to be the starter for a year when Ben Roethlisberger got hurt, he got destroyed by Earl Thomas, literally got like hit so hard they had to take his face mask off because they were so concerned about a neck injury. Then when he recovered, he got assaulted by Myles Garrett with a helmet, and then Myles Garrett accused him of using a slur against him. And then about a week later, he got benched for an undrafted free agent rookie duck caller. And then when he finally got his job back, he got his collarbone broken. In 2019, that was one of the worst years I've seen any quarterback go through. But Mason Rudolph stuck with it. He came back, fought his way through it. In 2023, when he got his chance to shine again, he won three straight games for them to get to the playoffs, and he was humble the entire step in the way. This organization, this locker room, they believe in him as saying, hey, we think that you're a guy that could be in the trenches with us. And so I think what will happen is if Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up, Mason Rudolph will be the presumed guy. They'll sign like a Carson Wentz, another veteran, just to kind of hold the place. And they'll be like, look, our plan is to run the football this year anyway. Mason, we're not asking you to do a whole lot. Just get in here, make the throws when we tell you to. When we say, hey, DK Metcalf's getting a one-on-one, launch it down the field so we can win that one-on-one. But their plan this year was not to have a supreme quarterback plan. So I think that if Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up, they'll settle for Mason Rudolph. And, look, that'll be a thing to overcome. They've overcome it before, like I said, when they won three straight games to get to the playoffs. But I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to show up. But if Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up, I don't think they're going after Kirk Cousins. I think they'll stick with Mason Rudolph and sign like a free agent quarterback who they hope doesn't have to play because Mason will be healthy.
Yeah, Cousins looked shot last year to me, like the noodle arm, and he couldn't move. So I wouldn't, if I were them, I wouldn't want to do that if Rodgers didn't show up. Last thing for you, Christopher, the report yesterday about Jonnu Smith, and also on top of that, just the Steelers have talked with multiple teams about an offensive playmaker. So between Smith and just the overall concept of adding another piece to the offense, that just kind of makes sense to you for what the Steelers currently have on the roster?
I think adding an overall piece would make sense. I don't think Jonnu Smith would be the answer. I think the Steelers have a pretty good tight end situation. I think Pat Freiermuth's been pretty good. I think Darnell Washington's a really good tight end number two. And then they have a lot of guys that can be that tight end three fullback type of role. I guess Jonnu Smith makes sense because Arthur Smith loves him, and Arthur Smith had him in Tennessee, he had him in Atlanta, so he might want him in Pittsburgh. But to me, I think the Steelers' biggest need right now is a wide receiver too. Now the question will be, do you want to spend the investment to get a long time wide receiver too, or do you want to get a guy that's just here for a short time and a fun time? And so if you're doing that, you're not spending a big trade to get him. Like, you're probably trading a sixth or a seventh, like a Romeo Dubs out of Green Bay. He'd be on a 1-year deal. He's a younger guy, but he's not a game changer, you know. Or they sign like Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen or one of those guys that are still floating out there in free agency. But they could also say, you know what, we think that if Terry McLaurin doesn't work out with the Commanders, I think that they are going to sign him. I think that the whole that's a battle that will resolve itself probably around training camp time. But if for say Terry McLaurin becomes available, that's a guy I think that they should move some serious picks for, because I think that he's a game changer. And him with DK Metcalf would be a great tandem to have, not just for Rodgers, but for that future rookie quarterback that they want to draft. So I think the Steelers right now, what you're seeing them do is they are surveying the field. Omar Khan's doing what he does. He's making his rounds. He's saying, hey, let's see where – let's see where this is. Let's see where this guy is. Let's see what it takes to get. They also called out Chris Olave with the Saints. So they've put out their feelers to see, like, what are the prices, what are the price tags of making these moves? And then what they're going to do is they're going to wait until training camp or so, or at some point when somebody's going to reach a boiling point. There's going to be some playmaker on an offense somewhere that wants a new contract that isn't working out, or a team is like, we got to move on from this guy. And then that's when they'll be like, okay, now we'll take this guy off your hands, but not for this a heavier price tag, because we've done our research as far as who costs what in the NFL to trade for. I think that's what they're setting up to do, but they're waiting for the right time to do it, and they're not pressed to do it until, you know, maybe when training camp time rolls around.
Christopher Carter.
I got one more, actually, if I can, real quick. Chris, Larry Ogunjobi, Bills signed Larry Ogunjobi. He is suspended for 6 games, obviously, but just his time in Pittsburgh, and, you know, what does he bring to the Buffalo Bills?
He's a solid player. Larry is he's physical when he needs to be. I think one thing that'll be interesting is He had some injury concerns in Pittsburgh. There'd be plenty of times where, he had knee injuries or leg injuries that he was trying to work his way through. And I think he wasn't able to get clear of those. It seemed like even when he was healthy enough to play, he was often dealing with something. And so Larry Ogunjobi was solid. I don't think he's a game changer, but he's a good guy to have in your defensive line rotation if you want a solid veteran who's going to not get blown up at the line of scrimmage and hold down the fort there. So for Buffalo, when you do get him back, I think what you're going to do is you're going to have a guy that, he's not going to change the line of scrimmage too much, but you can put him in the middle of your defense as part of that secondary rotation of defensive linemen and say, hey, the standard's not going to be lowered at defensive line because he's going to be a good defensive lineman in the middle, just not a guy that I would expect to be the person that wrecks the game for you at any point.
Christopher Carter on the Western Hotline. You can check out his stuff at Carter Critiques on Twitter, Pittsburgh Post Gazette, and Locked On Steelers, of course, a good listen as well. Thanks as always, Christopher, and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they'll sign Keenan Allen, by the way. I think that'll be their move. Just seems like they don't have a slot receiver, and that's what he does at this point in his career. So I think that fits, but we'll see if they want to pay the money for it. 803-0550, the phone number. Weekend's coming. I've got a Saber question for Sal when we come back, as there's going to be some free agency stuff in the next month, a Marner hunt maybe, and maybe offer sheet talk. I mean, here on the we have like a quota, I feel like, for offer sheets here on the morning show every year. So I got a little bit of that when we come back. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, stay tuned here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.